Today we'll be doing Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech le'ezor ezor b'shas ha'tfila. One must wear a belt during Shmona Esrei. Afilu yeshlo avneit she'in libo roe esa erva mishum hikon. Even if he has some kind of a flowing gown, and he has something to cover his chest and separate between his chest and his erva, he still needs to wear a belt, because that's a fulfillment of the pasuk in Sefer Amos of hikon likras elokecha Yisrael. It's a form of preparing yourself for tfila. Avol sha'ar brachos mutter levarech balocha gora me'achar she'yesh. But other brachos, aside from Shmona Esrei, one need not wear a belt as long as they're wearing pants. And the Rama writes, in libo roa eserv, and again, obviously assuming for the other brachos that your erva is not exposed to your chest. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat HaDalad says, Tzarech, uvidiyavadim hispaleh below ezor yatsa, bidiyavad, one who daven without a belt is still yotzei Shmona Esrei. The Yeshom Rimod, didavka misharogil kol hayom machagora. This is provided that we're talking about someone who frequently wears a belt the entire day. Avamisha holich kol hayom belo chagora, gamishastil. But one who typically does not wear a belt need not wear a belt for Shmona Esrei. However, it would be a form of midas chasidus to do so for Shmona Esrei, even if you don't typically wear a belt. Avneit, rotzolomar avneit shel mechnasayim hamafsik bein libo le'erva, the belt for your pants which separates between your chest and your erva. Bishem hikol nikras isa bizar va'eschanan man dekayim betzlosa ba'ele chasuye reshe ve'enoi begin de lo yistakel b'shchinta v'hainu betalus shel mitzvah. The Zohar Parshas Va'eschanan writes that when one is davening Shmona Esrei, they have to cover their head and their eyes so as not to look at the Shechina. So when you're davening Shmona Esrei, it's appropriate to have a talus over your head. The Zohar writes that a person who opens their eyes during Shmona Esrei, the Malach HaMavis will come and attack. Sha'ar brachos v'hu adin kriyas Shema delo shayachi kon likras elokecha kiyem kishe'omei lifnei hamelech. The same is true when it comes to Shema, because the principle of hikon only applies for Shmona Esrei when you're omei lifnei hamelech. Michnasayim v'hu adin in begadav munachim devukim mamish ala betinu mafsikim in libo le'erva. If your clothing are pressed or stuck to your skin, that would also form a hefsek between your chest and your erva. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Sif Gimel tomorrow.